The Ghana Private Road Transport Union, GPRTU, has asked passengers to resist any attempt by drivers and conductors to charge unapproved fares. The General Secretary of the Union, Alhaji Aliu Baba, said the list of the new fares has been circulated to all driver unions across the country. In an interview with Radio Ghana, he explained that the expected 15% increase today is based on the current market price of other components of vehicles and not just the review of petroleum prices.
We see the first increase in January. It was not increased per se, but the review. And we were expected to do 6 months and do another review. And normally, what is being taken into consideration is the current market prices of the components in the market. So, the prices in the market. So, we did the market survey and ascertained the figures of the prices in the market as a June end. This review should have taken place in June end, but due to some few problems, so we were trying to study the situation before we could come up.
People are saying it's 15, while others say it's 20. Which is the exact increase, 15% or 20% increase?
The fare increase is 15%.
From Circle to GBC previously used to be 70 pesos. So when is it 15% increase? How much am I to pay more?
We have prepared a fare list and it is in circulation now. And we'll be looking at having it starting from 50 pesos. If we are paying 60 pesos in the old fare, tomorrow you'll be paying 70 pesos. And if you are paying 70, you pay 85 pesos. If you are paying 80, if you are paying 80, tomorrow you'll be paying 95 pesos. If you pay 90, tomorrow you pay 105. If you are paying 1 CD, you pay 1 CD 15%. So that is how it has been calculated. And this fare list has been circulated to all the troll.
You've had instances where, like you're saying, it's supposed to be a 15% increase when it comes to troll. Now, we've had instances where drivers and their mates connive and then they charge passengers more than the approved fare. People have complained previously, but the drivers and their mates continue to charge the unapproved fares. Now, what is the GPRTU doing now to ensure that the approved fares are paid by passengers?
As a matter of fact, we took into consideration all these running offs. For instance, if the 15% falls around 1 peso or this thing, then we run it off to the nearest speaker. And this is what we have done. We did this thing very comprehensive to the extent that people will not complain. Definitely, if somebody rides on the bus and he is to pay 1 CD 15%, so he must pay. We have also warned that the drivers cannot take things for granted. We will not accept that. If the passenger is to pay 1 CD 15%, look for 5% and balance him off or her. Where you see a situation where somebody paying 1 CD, if you do the calculation, it's just around 1 CD something. But we have rounded it up to 1 CD. 5%. It means that from all indications, it has gone beyond 15%. So if somebody has the face to say 165%, then you go further to increase by, we will not accept that. For instance, somebody paying 170%. We calculated it fell a little above 195%, 96%, 97%. So we rounded it up to 260, which means if you look at the what is being translated in the percentage of increase, that will be 17.65%. So the driver who has been given that chance to take that 2 cities has no right to add anything to it again.
According to the GPRTU, passengers are not to expect any increases until January next year.
We took time in building this table so that it will help them as well. We have taken certain information and we have factored everything to our public. And sincerely speaking, as I'm telling you, this review we have done is taking us up to December. And we'll be expecting to be any review again. It will be first week in January 2006. Commuters should not entertain any fare as much as transport fare has been reviewed.
Still on the issue, management of Metro Mass Transit Limited says their fares remain the same across the country. In a statement issued in Accra, management advises passengers to always assist on their tickets anytime they board MMT buses.
In view of today's expected 15% upward adjustment on transport fares, Radio Ghana went to the streets of Accra and some transport terminals to sample the views of drivers and passengers. There were mixed responses. While some drivers maintained the margin of increase is too low, some passengers were disappointed with the increases.
It's too difficult. This time there is no money, but we use a lot of money to pay transportation from here to Mamoui, costing me 12 CD.
I believe 15% will really be a source of concern to as Ghanaians, especially for students like us who patronize these buses to our schools and then for lectures here and there. It will really be a great concern to us, seeing how things are going, increment of prices, of other tariffs and then of other amenities as well. We realize that this thing is really going to worry us.
It's serious. In fact, we cannot be in a country like this 3 months, fuel prices will be increased. It's too much. It's just too much. And we don't even know what is going to happen next. We are going to be broke.
To me, I'm a commercial driver. I feel bad because at least like 5% is normal, so that everybody will feel okay. For instance, from Medina to Accra, they take 1 city 50 pesos. Right now, maybe it will be 2 city. So from Medina to Accra, in and out, 4 city.
I would say that they should reduce the price because it's affecting us, most especially the students. Already, our parents, they don't even have enough salary. So how are they going to give us the money so that we get the cash?